Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:30, we give you a chance to win and win big. It's called Can You Beat Brian? This week it's been Pick a Ticket.
Three great concerts coming later on in the year. You get to choose between Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett, or the Black Crowes, or Kiss.
Let's get a contestant to take you on. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
My name's Mary.
Mary, congratulations. You are caller number 9, which means you get to take on Brian.
Oh.
You wanted to be 10, didn't you?
I did.
Mary. Well, Mary, I'll tell you what, Mary. I'm in your corner because it is the final day of Pick a Ticket.
So you're gonna do another April Fool's where there's no chance for me?
Mary, what is your birthday? Don't answer. Don't answer, Mary. Brian, what is Mary's birthday?
Yesterday.
Mary, what is your birthday?
May 14th.
That's correct. Congratulations, Mary. That's one in the hopper for you.
You know, I'm just going to leave and see if I can be caller number 10.
All right. Question number two. Motley Crue, before joining Motley Crue, Nikki Sixx was in what very big L.A. band on the Sunset Strip? Was it A, Amsterdam, B, London, C, Pacoima, or D, Sio?
Brian, I'm going to go with Amsterdam. A.
Mary, I'm going to go with the last one.
Sio?
The city of Sio.
Yeah. You're both wrong. Yeah. It was London.
It was really confusing when the band Sio would play Japan with the band Anara.
All right. Here we go. Mary's still in the lead, 1-0. Third and final question. Rick Allen, the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
The man that could only hitchhike to the east.
Said he found his inspiration for his drum kit from A, a Buck Rogers movie, B, a hospital bed, C, a car customizing show, or D, Evel Knievel.
Seen him in forever, and I tried to picture what his drum kit looks like. You know what? I think he's a car enthusiast. That's what got him in all that. I'm going to go with that.
The car customizing show?
Yeah.
Mary, what are you going with?
I'm going with A.
A Buck Rogers movie.
Yeah?
You're actually both wrong, but it doesn't matter because Mary knew her damn birthday. Mary, now, here, let me give you the rest of the story about Rick Allen, and then you can pick your ticket. He said that the hospital staff, when he was in the hospital after losing his arm, had put a piece of foam rubber at the foot of his bed to stop him from sliding down the bed, and he could push off it to get himself back up after losing his arm, right?
Okay, yeah.
After a little while, he realized he could tap out beats. He had his brother come in with his stereo, and by the time he left the hospital, he could play any song he wanted using his foot instead of his arm.
That's great. What a great feel-good story out of a tragedy.
Yeah, you really turned it around, man. I've seen that. His first drum kit's on display at Hard Rock in Las Vegas. It was. Pretty amazing. It was so archaic, made out of 2x4s.
All right, Mary, congratulations. What concert do you want to go see?
I would actually like to go see the Black Crowes.
Black Crowes, all right, you got them.
Woo!
See how great that is, Mary? And you wanted to be caller number 10.
I know, right?
Way to earn your own way. Have a great weekend, and hang on a second.
All righty. Thank you.
See, friends of the show are beginning to fear you, my friend.
Well, next week's going to be interesting because if I remember correctly, we have different concert tickets every day. It's not a theme like it has been.
It's a potpourri, Brian.
A potpourri.
A potpourri.
I didn't want to use the poussouet word like potpourri, but okay.
You know, I'm man enough to wear a pink shirt and use the word potpourri today.
Yes.
And you should be, too. Lance Mayhew, our bartender in residence, will be joining us at 8:10 this morning. Did you have something else to say?
Yeah, nice penny loafers.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.